This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Trying to avoid the sweep. No, they're not going to the playoffs. It was always fool's gold, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they did have a good draft, by all accounts, and here to talk about that on the Window Nation Guest Hotline from OrielsHangout.com joins us every Thursday, Tony Pente. Tony, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good. All right. And draft was, what, the 14th? Everything was finalized for 2025, and the Orioles had a lot of picks early, for sure. We had Peter Flaherty on a couple of days ago, Tony, from Baseball America. He said the Orioles did a hell of a job. A-plus worthy job in the draft. What did you think about Mike Elias and the rest assembling some future talent, we hope, for the Birds here?
Well, you know, obviously, like you said, they had the seven picks, and that means they have a lot of chances to hit. And you know, I've heard that from a lot of different, you know, folks that look at the draft. I think a lot of it was because guys like Ike Irish and Caden Bodine and even Aloy all kind of fell a little bit. And I think that they're like, oh, you've got such great value because you're getting guys lower. But I guess I kind of look at it as, well, they fell for a reason, right? Other teams were not picking them. So, again, it doesn't mean that they're not going to end up being good draft picks. I particularly really like the Aloy pick. I think he's got a lot of upside. I don't know if he can stick at shortstop, but I do like the upside of the bat. I think he's kind of has that Jordan Westberg kind of bat with maybe even a little bit more power. So I really like that pick. And you know, the Ike Irish pick, I think it's going to be very bat-dependent. You're looking at a guy that the little concern there is, like, where does he play? Yes, he was a catcher, but he didn't catch all that much this year. They had him out in the outfield, but he's kind of slow. So you're really kind of looking at a first baseman, or you got to hope that he could stick behind the dish and play effectively back there. But puts a lot of pressure on the bat. And obviously the bat was good. That's why he was selected where he was. But there were some questions on the power. You know, the fact was, is he went out and when he's had a wood bat in his hand, he hasn't hit for a lot of power. And that's a concern when you get into pros. So hopefully he'll be able to alleviate those concerns and he'll be the bat that they expect.
Now, at 37, the Brian Baker pick, Orioles go outfielder, high school kid, that Slater, what's it, Levis, but Slater, apparently he was the best high school outfielder in the draft. So, you know, Brian Baker, God bless him, but, you know, the upside here is what for this kid?
Yeah, Little Slay, right?
Yeah.
I think he's like, he has some music aspirations as well. But yeah, you know, the Braun is, he's a very small guy, right? When I mean small for a professional athlete, I think he's listed at 5'9", and I was told that's probably 5'9" in cleats. So he's probably a 5'7", 5'8" guy. Super fast, supposed to be a good defensive outfielder, makes a lot of hard contact, maybe more of a line drive doubles guy, but with speed and defense, you know, you're going to take that. So, you know, he's got a full ride to Vanderbilt. They have to try to build sign him out of. You know, the Orioles do a very good job at understanding what these guys' numbers are. So I get the idea that they're going to make this happen. You know, I know there's some people that are concerned about it. You know, obviously, you think about where Vanderbilt is. It's in Nashville. You're talking about a kid that you know, thinks he's also a singer, and maybe he's looking at that particular angle as well. But I think at the end of the day, you know, the Orioles are probably offering him somewhere around slot. He's probably trying to get more. He has no reason to sign earlier than really the last day, because he's trying to get as much as he can of the savings that the Orioles have so far. And right now they're looking at, they've had about $489,000 worth of savings. And I'm sure his agent is trying to get as much of that as possible for him. So it's not surprising. I mean, he's not going to play in the minor leagues this year, being a high school kid. You know, he's going to probably go down to Florida and do some work down there, but he's not going to Delmarva, so he has no reason to try to sign quickly. But I like the upside there, and I think they'll sign him.
Little Slay. Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, talking about the draft that was. We'll talk about the current day Oriole farm hands for sure. What did you think, Tony, of the two pitchers, college guys, that Mike Elias went for last week?
Yeah, you know, it was good to see at least them go a little bit, you know, higher. Man, I'm going to have to learn how to pronounce the one guy's name, the left-hander, the 6 foot eight.
We'll call him JD. How about we go with that?
JD, you know, absolutely. I'm going to stick with that too. So, you know, JD is a 6 foot eight lefty. Doesn't throw real hard, but he's kind of quirky, right? He's kind of has that Chris Sale kind of low three quarters kind of. You know, comes from a really wide angle. So I think that helps it play up a little bit. He had good numbers at Michigan State. Definitely a little bit of upside there. And then I you know, interesting arm. It's good to have those kind of arms to get into the system. JT Quinn is a guy that a lot of people think is probably a bullpen-only guy. You know, he did start some in Georgia last year. But, you know, a lot of guys think he can move quickly as a reliever. The Orioles tend to not do that. I think they're probably planning on trying to keep him as a starter. But, you know, good upside with the arm there.
Hey, Tony, what are your expectations for the guys that we hear are going to get moved? What are the expectations for the return for them?
Yeah, I think people have to lower the expectations if they think we're going to windfall. There's really nobody. When you look at the guys that are being offered out there or should be offered, when you look at Ahern, you know, Ahern hasn't really hit since May. You know, Mullins is Mullins. He's you know, low average, going to give you a little pop, good defense in center field. You know, maybe there's something that comes back there. You know, all the relievers should be available. Obviously, Bautista getting hurt. Or we don't know really what's going on, but again, wasn't available last night. You always worry about guys coming off TJ surgery and suddenly they're not available. You know, that's got to limit his potential return if they were looking at moving him potentially. He probably was the guy that had the chance to bring the most return, at least of the guys you think are available. Now, you don't know. Maybe everybody's available. You know, at some point you have to look at this core and wonder, does it need to be shaken up a little bit? Do you need to trade one of these guys from the core and maybe get somebody else from outside the organization that fills a different need for you? And maybe that's what this kind of, you know, organization or team needs right now, because clearly it's going in the wrong direction.
Hey, Tone, if it was up to you, because we've debated on whether to keep Lariano or not for next season.
Yeah, you know, I think if you get the right return, I think you absolutely move him. You know, I don't trust that Lariano is the Lariano we've seen. You know, this is some, you know, he hasn't hit like this in a number of years. Maybe he's just refound it. But I think when you look down the minors and you got Dylan Beavers, who is kind of on the cusp but ready to come up here and give it a shot. You know, I think he's probably the guy that can go out the right field and kind of replace him. Again, it always comes down to what return you can get. I mean, I know that they have the team option to keep Lariano next year. They obviously will do that over the year he's having right now. So they're not just going to give him away, but I don't think that, you know, he's going to bring a horde of high ranking prospects or guys that are really going to help us next year.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Tony, for we'll let you roll. Last year's first round pick, Vance Honeycutt. No, he's placed on the IL with an ankle, but tons of K's. So what's up with that hit tool? Because it doesn't look like he's hit for a ton of power either.
No, it's terrible. I mean, I'm not gonna candy coat it. I mean, when you can't, if you're going to strike out a lot, you have to impact the baseball. And he has one of the lowest ISOs, which is your power kind of, you know, power metric of any. I think he's got the lowest, the seventh lowest in the organization. You just can't have that. If you're not impacting the baseball and you're not making contact, that's not too, those are two really bad signs. And unfortunately, you know, they always knew that he was going to be one of those guys that's a, that was a high risk, high reward kind of guy, right? You just don't know these guys when they were in college missing, whether they're going to be able to continue to impact that baseball at the professional level. Clearly he's been unable to do that with his current swing. Maybe there's something he can do to do something in the off season, but at the end of the day, you know, he looks, it's just no other way of saying it. He just looks like a miss.
It's Vejeva. Aloy. Vejeva.
Heva.
Vejeva, right. Aloy. So there you go.
I love him. That's my, that's my, that's my pick guy out of all their top guys. I think he's the guy I get the most excited about.
All right, what's happening at OrielsHangout.com on this Total Request Thursday, Tony Pente.
You know, obviously, there's a lot of talk about the trade deadlines going on. People have different conversations that they're talking about different possibilities. All the news, anything that's happening out there, somebody's posting about it. And of course, we're always talking about the Orioles minor leaguers and tracking as these guys get all the new draft picks get started. They'll get their own threads, and people will be able to follow them along as they start their professional careers.
Tony, appreciate the time as always. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
Tony Pente will come back. It's the whip around. What happened in the world of sports last night? Well, some stuff. Got some NFL news for you if you're a Jets fan. It might be bad news. Stick around for that. Then Mike Bordick, Orioles Hangout. Oriole Hall of Famer. He'll be joining us. Regular reader of OrielsHangout.com is Mike Bordick and our colleague BBT. Talk about the birds and the struggles. That is 2025, and it's not even over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Over yet.
Finney and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Well, wasn't planning on starting the whip with this one. But Felix Bautista, this is Andy Koska on Twitter from the Baltimore Banner. 15-day IL. Right shoulder discomfort. Cade Stroud has been called up to take his place. So Bautista tapped out last night. And Nola made a good point during a break a couple of segments ago. Manzo is probably get, or Drew French, whoever, get Bautista up. He's going, nope. Yeah. Feeling it. So 15-day IL, Felix Bautista. Now, it's not the elbow, good news, but shoulder stuff's never. Hey, look, you could have Tommy John surgery and come back. It's been done hundreds of times. But that shoulder stuff, that's kind of career-ending, and that's what pretty much ruined Chris Tillman a few years ago, among others, because once you get into that torn rotator cuff and, oh, man. But anyway, Phil, I'm not saying that that's the problem, but Felix Bautista, 15-day IL. Good news, though, Nolan, is Muscles O'Neal's back.
Oh, boy.
I like Koska tweets out, Tyler O'Neal returns from general soreness.
Late in the year, who's not sore?
I mean, whatever. Like I said, Major Woody Private Parts are sitting there right next to it. It's Holiday, Westberg, DH. Gun shows at short. Laureano cleaning up in left field. O'Neal's in right. Arias at third base. Mayo's at first. Dylan Carlson's in center. And Austin Jackson is behind the plate. And this is with all due respect to Stallings there.
Mm-hmm.
Austin Jackson's Johnny Bench offensively compared to this dude. I mean, he had second and third, nobody out. He hits the tapper to third. Arias goes on contact, thrown out by 50 feet.
Yeah.
For some reason, Mullins did not go to third and then got picked off second. Anywho, and then two nights ago, he hits into a double play, Stallings with the bases loaded, nobody out. And then hit into another double play. But keep in mind, he's here because Rutschman and Sanchez aren't. I mean, you're just trying to fill up his... And Maverick Hanley, now dealing with a hand injury. He was placed on the... Charlie Morton's on the hill for the struggling Orioles of Baltimore back home tomorrow against the Rockies. By the way, speaking of the Orioles returning home tomorrow, we'll be at Pickles for BBT. We'll start at 6. Me, Nolan, and Jim Hunter. Buzz Williams, Maryland Hoops coach, throwing out the first pitch. So, good news there. NFL, as we shift back there, Justin Fields, Jets quarterback, carted off, then walked off under his own power. Toe injury.
Oh. Yeah, and if he's got turf toe, that is not a good thing. I guess we'll find out. They'll have to MRI it and do all those things. But I guess he was rolling out, throwing the ball or whatever, and just stubbed his toe. So... Never a good thing, especially what, second day?
Backup quarterback for the Jets, Tyrod Taylor.
I'd probably like him better.
Yeah, and we'll see. Justin Fields going down. It is what it is. It's an unfortunate part of it. You know, football is a physical sport, but they're not tackling and got to be like I've never had a turf. I've had gout in my toe, but I've never had turf toe.
Well, Bob, it's like as innocent, like yesterday, Zay runs around, catches a ball, and Awuzie steps on his foot. And then he limps, Zay limps off, and I'm like saying to myself, damn, don't have be like a stress fracture in his foot or something.
Oh, boy.
You know, because he limps off, trainers come over, they take his shoe off, sock off, tape him, and, you know, he's kind of hobbling, but then... he got back running again after that, so that was a relief.
Whip around here on this Total Request Thursday. Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, and Quick Draw making it happen. This day in Orioles history, as Mike Bordick awaits after the break. Today is July 24th. Damn. July 24th. 1983 in Oakland. Sweet Swinging Kenny Singleton had two ribbies. Eddie Murray, Jim Dwyer also drove in runs. Scott McGregor, complete game for his 12th win. Orioles beat the Oakland A's 4-3. Birds would win the World Series that year. Last year they've done it. Last time they've been to a World Series. 2014 in Seattle, Delmon Young hit a three-run jack. Nick Markakis drove in a run. Wei-Yin Chen, 8 shutout innings, 5-hit ball. Picked up his 11th win, 4-0. Orioles on that day. Birds will win the AL East, get to the ALCS. Last time they've been there, and that's what, 11 years ago? Then how about 2 short years ago, a guy that I think's one of the best players on the team had a milestone moment against the Phillies.
He drives his to right field. Towards the corner it goes. Down the line it goes. And there's number one.
Didn't take much time, did it? Much more time.
The first major league home run for young Jordan Westberg.
How about that? Masson on the call. Brett Hollander and Ben McDonald. Orioles would edge the Phillies 3-2. That home run was off Christian Gonzalez, by the way, for Westy. Mountie went deep, too. Colton Kowser, however, had the go-ahead RBI late in that game. Brian Baker picked up the win. Cionel Perez got the save. Remember him?
Yep.
As the Orioles beat the Phillies 3-2 on their way to the AL East Championship. This year's team, they're in the bottom of the AL East and falling farther behind. And here to talk about the state of his Orioles, his Oriole Hall of Famer, Mike Bordick, that's coming up next. And our colleague on BBT, Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, 11:45. And then news from the Nats, going to hear from John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson, Roquan Smith, Derrick Henry, talking about yesterday's training camp opener. And we'll look ahead with Vinny today, too. Cordell Woodland will be joining us as well at 12:30. Talk about that very subject. Super Bowl or bust.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taking on the Guardians, Felix Bautista goes on the 15-day IL. Muscles O'Neal, however, is back in the lineup and here to talk about the fading Orioles. He's our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer, and he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling?
Oh, I'm all right, Bob. How about yourself?
I can't complain, my friend, and I always appreciate your time. What do we make of this Batiste? It's not the elbow. It's a shoulder. I mean, you've been around the game for a long time. You were not a doctor, but you did really well in that operation game way back when. Could this be just like fatigue setting in? Could it be more structural? I mean, is he adjusted? I mean, there are a lot of different ways to go. But on your level of concern, where were you placing this, I guess, right now?
Well, I am so concerned. And I'm not just concerned about Batista, just the state of the game. Are you kidding me with what's happening? Every pitcher, it's just inevitable now. I mean, this is really scary. And for the sake of the game, it's scary, if you ask me. And I know he said, you know, that dang weighted ball. He went and picked that weighted ball up. You know, as soon as weighted balls came into baseball, every person that's been around the game, every medical person, every strength and conditioning person that's been around the game for 100 years said this was the stupidest thing that they could have ever done. And injuries increased exponentially, and they haven't stopped, and they're getting worse and worse, and they're ruining our game because of it. Because kids now in middle school are getting clocked on their velocity, and they're already throwing weighted balls. This is, oh my gosh, it's so disheartening. And I feel bad for Batista, who's overcome Tommy John, the rehab for that. And it just seems like, okay, Grayson Rodriguez, shoulder problem. Next thing you know, elbow problem. Constantly tweaking deliveries, trying to make adjustments to impact velocity and spin rate. My gosh, the elbows and shoulders are just, when a pitcher has a shoulder problem, that's the biggest red flag in the game. And we just had too many shoulder problems. The Tommy John has just become so, you know, second nature now that everybody's willing to suck on it and give up 2 years of their dang career to do Tommy John. It's just mind-blowing to me. I really think they have to make a more concerted effort, Major League Baseball, to somehow make an adjustment to try to keep guys healthier. They're ruining our product, man. They're ruining it.
To your point, the only weighted ball you should be throwing is a balling ball. All right, Mike Bordick, let's get to the Orioles and their struggles here. Well, this season, we've talked about 1,000 times on BBT and here on the show, but the fundamental decline of the team, and in particular, base running. All right, Tony Manzolino takes over. They're more aggressive on the base pass. That's great. They're running into outs a lot more, too. But what the hell was Cedric Mullins thinking yesterday? Second and third, nobody out. Tapper from Stallings. Arias goes home. He's out by a mile, but Mullins is just kind of waited there. And then he gets picked off on the next pitch or two. What the hell's happened? Veteran players, Mike, seem to be just totally regressing in regards to baseball IQ this year.
Oh, I'm telling you. And it's the distractions now are mounting. And if you're telling me that thinking about being traded doesn't have an impact on players, look at the way the Orioles are playing baseball right now, the veteran guys. Listen, I don't even know that Arias was supposed to go on that play. No outs? Ground ball right to third base, you're supposed to go on contact. If it was a contact play, I would think Mullins would be going too.
Right.
So I don't know who screwed up, Arias or Mullins, because Mullins certainly wasn't going on contact. He held his place and thought, oh my gosh, I don't know if I screwed up or Arias screwed up. And then, of course, the pickoff was just ridiculous. So, yeah, base running has been really suspect. You know, another thing, maybe a little off topic, is I just don't understand infield and philosophy in Major League Baseball. If you want to try to protect pitchers and pitch counts and understand if you really understand the importance of outs, the Orioles lost the game because the infield was brought in when they had the lead 2-1. If they would have gotten one out, they would have had an opportunity to win that ball game. Just too early to bring infields in. So I guess, and I don't know, man, because now I always second-guess myself. Are analytics right on this or not? I don't think so, because it adds more pitches, and they just don't understand, I guess, the value of the out early in ball games.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Orioles in Cleveland. Series finale coming up at 1:10. Felix Batista just tuning in. placed on the 15-day IL, throwing the weighted balls, and he felt some discomfort there in the shoulder. All right, Bordy, there's a trade deadline, and you mentioned that, and you were traded. You were part of that purge of, what, 2000 when the Orioles, you went to the Mets and went to the World Series, as a matter of fact, this year. If you're the players, do you kind of circle the wagons? I mean, do you already say your goodbyes? Because, I mean, the obvious candidates are there, I would assume. Elias basically said, expiring contract, guys, you know, don't send out the dry cleaning anytime soon. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Listen, I think this is a great professional test. Can you still go out there with all the distractions and still play good baseball? I think they showed last night that it's harder than we think. You know, everybody says a good game in front of the camera. Yeah, you know, don't want these distractions. But they're thinking about it. Every one of these guys. And I think, especially the veterans, when they're thinking about being traded, their eyes are open up because they want to go to a contender and have a chance to win a World Series. And I think, you know, ultimately, as Orioles fans, we would love our guys to all stay together. But, you know, on the other hand, hey, if a guy gets an opportunity to go into the playoffs and a chance to win a World Series, this is what they play for. This is what they dream about. So I think secretly, they're all kind of hoping, hey, man, I hope I get a chance to get traded to a contender. What if I pitch for the Dodgers? They need pitching. All that kind of stuff can completely change a professional guy's career. So, yeah, they're all talking about it. I think they're all interested. And, yeah, with Mike Elias coming out, I think they're all kind of looking over their shoulder and talking about it. I mean, it's made public now. Back when the 99 Orioles or the 2000 Orioles got all traded away, there were some early moves, but I distinctly remember talking to Mike Hargrove, and he said straight up to my face, you're not getting traded. And next thing you know, I get traded. So, you know, nobody's safe. Nobody's safe, man. And, you know, if the value is there, you know, take what you can get. And the Orioles are in that position where they need to take what they can get as much as they can get.
Hey, Bordy, more than likely we're going to have a new manager. What type of manager do you want them to go get?
Oh, my goodness. It would be nice to get a hard-ass manager in there, old-school dude that can kind of jump some butt when they do things the wrong way. I don't know if baseball will accept that anymore. It just seems like, you know, the players are more coddled. You better have a better understanding of the modern-day player, or they're just not even going to, you know, talk to you. They're not going to pay attention to you. They're going to call their agent, maybe ask for a trade. That's how things kind of work nowadays. So, there has to be a fine line, but somebody that can demand respect. So somebody that has a proven track record, I think, would immediately help. And I think back to when Buck Showalter came on board. And it might not have been – I think Buck's a genius. I think he's a great major league manager. But just his presence alone, I think, impacted guys like Adam Jones and Matt Wieters and Nick Markakis, where they finally felt like they had a credible manager – and whatever he says, they'll do. And that's exactly what happened. They went on a beautiful run. And I think that same kind of impact can happen with this Orioles team. Somebody that's, you know, been there, done that, can really relate and build trust with this team, I think could be really impactful.
He's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Bordy, as always, appreciate the time. I guess I'll see you at Pickles next week. There's only a couple of games down there. I mean, they got two day games.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen you in a while.
I know. I hope so, man.
You owe me $4, and I want it back. He's Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Bordy, always great to talk to you. Enjoy your weekend, man.
Thanks, Bordy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you, too.
There's Mike Bordick, everyone. We'll come back. Got news for you. Stick around for it. Might not be great news, so hang tight for that one. Then we got news from the Nest. Talk about the Ravens, which is good news. Super Bowl or bust, I guess, unless you've never won anything. Basically, it's like, let's take it one step at a time. And Vinny, as you said, well, it's win our division, get home field advantage,
right?
And then, you know, you take your little steps, and I understand that, but they've been on them steps before.
Well, it's,
and then someone Bruce Lees them down it with a roundhouse.
Yeah, it sounds like, because Lamar's always come out first press conference to talk about the Super Bowl, so Harbs must have talked to the team at the first team meeting that here's how we're handling it, because all of a sudden Lamar changed, Harbs comes out strong. You know, so that's kind of what they're preaching.
Strong. Yeah. He like whack-a-mole everybody. But, let's go to Nolan McGraw. Nolan looks like, sadly, we're going to transition to some pretty Shocking news here.
Yeah, surprising. TMZ reporting that Hulk Hogan is dead, the age of 71. Apparently, medical dispatch to his house in Florida, reports of cardiac arrest, ambulance, police cars outside the home. So that's it. I mean, say what you want about TMZ. They're usually 100% on with these celebrity deaths. So shocking to say the least, but it does come roughly a month or weeks after there was an initial report that he was on his deathbed. And it was being floated out there, hey, Hulk's in bad shape, he could go at any moment. And it seems like the obituary is being written then. Some of his close friends said, no, it's not true. I was just with him. I was talking to him today. He's fine. He's in good shape. It sounds like he had a neck surgery back in May. There were some complications initially thought with that, but I don't know how that's linked to a heart issue here with cardiac arrest. Could be a freak thing. Who knows?
But Hulk Hogan, 71, you said, Nolan. And look, we all know who he is. He's a guy that transcended his sport or world of entertainment, whatever you want to refer to it as, wrestling. But, you know, I'm old enough. I mean, you grew up in the Midwest. I grew up here in Baltimore, of course. And I didn't know what the NWA was or the Bockwinkles. And I had no clue who these people were. I grew up on the WWW. It was three W's back then. And it was basically a regional thing from, you know, New England down to basically, I guess, Maryland and Virginia. And Hulk Hogan kind of came out of nowhere in the early 80s. I was still a teenager. And he was a bad guy and picked up Andre the Giant, body slammed him. And Nolan and I were talking off the air. I mean, that was a big thing at one of the WrestleManias. Like, no one's ever body slammed Hulk Hogan or Andre the Giant before. Hogan in the regional shows did it like 1,000 times. And then it really exploded in the mid-80s when he became the champion after Bob Backlund lost to the Iron Sheik, the Camel Clutch. I put you in the Camel Clutch. And then and then Hogan beat him. He became a rock star, almost literally. Rick Derringer, who just passed away, wrote the theme song, the Saturday night's main event on NBC. They preempt Saturday Night Live to put wrestling on. And when McMahon and Jesse Ventura were the ringside commentators, Hulk Hogan was a big, big deal. Then he had a movie career. Well, I won't say what you want about that.
Right.
He was in Rocky III. He was Thunder Hips or Lips or whatever the hell it was when he body slammed old Sly Stallone. But yeah, Hulk Hogan, kind of a cultural icon of the 20th century for sure.
No doubt about it, Bob. I mean, he was, and like you, wrestling was big in Minnesota. I mean, there was a lot, like Bobber, my good buddy, all his buddies were professional wrestlers. And Mean Gene, he was from Rochester, Minnesota.
Oakland,
yeah. I mean, that was and it was on TV all the time in Minnesota. Mean Gene, you know, and he was the announcer, and they have, they would have all the fights or all the matches and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I grew up with all that stuff, and like Bobber being my friend at all. I mean, he always had those wrestlers around, those pro guys.
And he was great, Nolan. Hogan, that is, at the, you talk up the match. He was Ali was the best crap talker when it came to setting up fights and boxing. Hogan was the dude. Him and Macho Man Savage come to mind. They were like, you knew it was fake, but he gets you so talked up. Like, I'm buying SummerSlam. Well, because Hulk Hogan wanted to kill the $1 million man.
That's the thing you're talking about back then with the territories and everything. And even when WWF bought out everything and became like a national thing, and Hogan and Andre and the start of WrestleMania and everything. That is kind of back in a time when a lot of people thought wrestling was real. And Hogan was a big part. I mean, it's funny to look back on it in hindsight, what we know now and way wrestling has changed. But people back then, really, not everybody, but more so, I guess, nowadays, kids tend to think it's real.
Sure.
And then once you grow up, you're like, obviously, it's not real.
It's like Christmas.
But back then, there were a lot of adults that thought it was real. I mean, that because there was not a lot of information out there, they really protected the business. Hogan was a huge part of that. Like a lot of wrestlers, a complicated career, but extremely accomplished. It wasn't just that one generation. He had a huge run in the 90s.
Yep.
He had a return to WWE in the 2000s, where the crowd went crazy for him. No business being in the ring at that point, but they wanted to see him. Recent history, people not so favorable of him, but I mean, hell of a run, spanned multiple eras, did great work as both a face and a heel.
Yeah.
I mean, hard to argue against him being the Mount Rushmore guy in wrestling.
No doubt about it. So Hulk Hogan looks like sadly has passed away at the age of 71. And to your point about people taking wrestling seriously, and it is entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I used to, in my restaurant days, mess around with little God's Lettuce and watch soap operas and be like, oh my God, I can't wait to see what's going on with Luke and Laura. But when the guy that wears the jorts in the track.
Cena. Yeah.
When he turned, people were losing their minds. Like, I can't believe this. They were like, it was like all of a sudden Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson. People were freaking out at the heel turn for this
guy.
It was
on ESPN. It was on SportsCenter. And then everything since then has been an absolute disaster. I'm one of those people that takes it way too serious.
Well, wasn't he just doing a bunch of stuff for promotional stuff for Trump? Wasn't he? Like,
who, Hogan?
Yeah, before the election.
Sure. Yeah. There's that. He did his last appearance at a WWE show. It was earlier this year, I think. It was Staples Center in L.A. He got booed out the building. But again, people that don't like wrestling hate him for comments he's made and stuff he's done in the past.
Right.
People in wrestling or like wrestling turned on him after a while because a lot of backstage politics stuff that he kind of was a major part of.
But hey, Hulk Hogan, rest in peace.
Yeah.
And thoughts, prayers to the family and friends of the Hulkster. And he's left an indelible mark in wrestling for sure. And as we said, he was a pop culture icon. Hey, brother, ripping t-shirts. Boy, he put that t-shirt company in business.
Or they bandanas.
Cheap fabric, that's for sure. We'll come back. News from the Nats. Talk about what's happening out at One Winning Drive. Hear from Lamar and Harbs. And not Ronnie Stanley. We're going to hear from Derrick Henry and Roquan Smith. Four guys that can talk. You're going to hear from them. Buy or sell, where's the money? And then Cordell gives his impressions of day one of training camp.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.